Hello and welcome. I am Mary, and this podcast is all about how I make Christmas truly the most wonderful time of the year. I hope you enjoy. Welcome, everyone. In my last episode, I touched on starting the Christmas planning in July. In this episode, let's fast forward a few months and do a few more things to make the holiday season enjoyable before it arrives. Of course, I recognize that there are other holidays in addition to Christmas. I do love Halloween, and fall in general is my favorite season of the year. So I put out some decorations and fully enjoy the outdoors. In addition to my gift closet, I also have a holiday closet. This is where I keep all of my tubs of decorations for all holidays. I don't have a real system or organization of the stuff, but I do like having a central place where everything for the holidays is kept. While I'm enjoying the fall season, I am still keeping my gift list in mind and taking advantage of shopping trips, catalogs, another inspiration for the people I give gifts to. I'm also starting to think about our holiday card. This is a tradition that wasn't really part of my childhood, but as an adult, the cards we get in the mail from family and friends bring me so much joy. It has been such a blessing over the years to keep in touch with people. I especially love the photos. Seeing our family and friends' kids grow year after year is so much fun. One of our out-of-state friends has 8 kids. Every year we would get a Christmas card from them, they would have a new baby to announce. When I start getting Christmas cards in the mail, I am just plain giddy. With all the boring advertisements and bills that come in the mail, getting personalized cards is just the best. When I get the cards, I start displaying them immediately. I hang them in my dining room, entryway, and foyer. I use Scotch removable mounting squares. I cut each square into 4 pieces. One is usually all a card needs to stick to the molding. During the holidays, the cards become decorations in my home and a great conversation starter when people visit. I love them so much, and I hope people never stop sending them. Hint, hint. After the holidays, the little mounting pieces come right off the card and where it was hung. I do keep track of who I send cards to and who I receive cards from each year. It helps to have an idea of how many I need to order. I keep that info right in my address book. I always order extras for new friends or people who are special to our family. Now for our card. I really don't give it too much effort. There have been years when we have had a professional take a family photo, or I just put in pictures of the boys. One year, I found a picture of my boys in their PJs by the tree years before. I recreated that same picture of them as teens and put them both together in a card. One year, I just did our dog with a Santa hat. I just sort of wait to be inspired in some way. I also do not have a set company that I order from each year. I look for sales and what card will fit the picture that I end up using. It is a lot more affordable to order early. That also allows for shipping delays and gives time to stamp and address them all. No, I have not moved to printed envelopes. I won't say I enjoy doing all the addressing, but it's not so bad. We live in a big neighborhood and have lots of friends we exchange cards with. Instead of stamping those cards, I just write the family name on the front. Then I wait for a nice weather day in December, put on some Christmas music, and walk and deliver. You might hear me singing along, and I don't even care. It's something I really enjoy doing. When November comes around, it is time to put away the Halloween decorations and start planning for Christmas. I like to have my house ready for Christmas by Thanksgiving. That way, I get the most time to enjoy the decorations I only see once a year. Some decorations have the same spots every year, like the garland on the railings and the kitchen gift boxes on top of the cabinets. But the little things get put where I feel inspired every year, and I'm always tinkering throughout the season. There's always something pretty on the dining room table and the entry table. The cute throw pillows are out, and I make the guest room as charming and welcoming as possible for visiting family. I even have a Christmas comforter and shower curtain. My decorations are tasteful and meaningful, and I try not to overdo it. As for Christmas trees, I do have a few. There's always our main tree in the living room. This is a real tree that we get closer to Christmas. Then there's the kid tree in the front living room. One year when my boys were little, they came downstairs on Christmas morning to see a train going around it. That became a tradition. This tree holds all the special ornaments for my boys. I love it. I think it's more nostalgic for me than them. Speaking of boys, they each have a mini tree that I put in their rooms. Sometimes I add a tree in my room, but lately I've just done some lighted garland over our headboard. For the outside of the home, I always add a wreath on the door, lights around the trees and bushes, and some cute light-up animals from Target that I put on the steps. Timers on lights outside and inside, surprise and delight. It is so magical to walk downstairs every morning to see the colorful lights on by my coffee maker. It's little things like that that make me so happy. Finishing the outside of the house, two rosemary planters usually go on either side of the front door. The basement gets a Christmas refresh and outside patio as well. It's a lot, but we love spending time in our home, and the hard work always pays off. In the last episode, I shared my favorite Christmas cocktail. This time, I want to share a beverage challenge with you. In my house, my son Zach is a hot chocolate lover like me. So one year, we went on a quest to find our favorite hot chocolate. I used my Keurig and purchased ahead of time several different brands. Then I made each one and didn't tell him what they were. We sampled, ranked them, and had a yummy time doing it. Question for you. Are you a mini marshmallows and whipped cream kind of hot chocolate lover? We are. Definitely yes. Now to share another top five. This time I want to share my top five classic Christmas movies. Polar Express, although it has some creepy parts for sure. Number four, Holiday Inn. I would have ranked this one higher, but it needs some scenes updated. Coming in third, Miracle on 34th Street. This is just so good. I love the classic version more than the updated one. My parents really love this one. In our house, we watch it around Thanksgiving, since it starts out during the Macy's Christmas parade. It has always made me want to see the parade in New York City. Number two, White Christmas. I love this one, but I don't love how the leading lady thinks Bob is being a jerk when he really isn't. There's a lot of lost time for their love story. Thankfully, it has a glorious ending. And my number one classic Christmas movie is It's a Wonderful Life. You know, I didn't see this movie until a few years ago. My brother-in-law, Mike, loves this one. I had always heard of it, but never made time to watch the entire movie. It is a great one and fully deserves the hype and my number one spot. Well, that's all for now, friends. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon to share more Christmas magic.